AJ, Bridge and Spiner.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spiner podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with the spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favourite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese and just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spiner's podcast.
Hello, potty people.
Massive, massive podcast. Unbelievable jam-packed today.
Potty people are like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, they're friendly potty people.
They are. And they don't mind if we swear and say stuff like shit.
No.
Or, no, it honestly doesn't matter.
You are seriously like a little kid, aren't you?
You know like what a I'm kid. Like. Oh, piss off. Come on, swear.
No.
It feels good.
No, I can't do it.
Just piss off. I mean, just swear. No, just do it. Just
Bridget
one.
Mary, it could be a family show, and it's a family potty as well.
So,
go on,
I
just
one. No, I can't do it. I used to
I'll
try.
I'll do it.
Go on.
Bloody.
I used to try and make my daughter swear, and she never would. And
excuse me, I just saw you around the breakfast table use the most colourful words ever. Go, just say one.
No, anyway, it's a big, big show. We've got Billy Slater. I talk about Billy Slater and his retirement. I want to chat about that. And also something we did in sport when we were growing up, but they don't not so big in the northern states, but big in the southern states, the traditional good pie night.
I feel like a pie night.
Oh, Goldstein's pies. You just inhale them.
Yum.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is not happy. It seems there's an impersonator out there. He
no.
is not happy is he, at all.
Is he? What's another word for not happy?
Bloody not happy. Bloody not happy. And funny man Akmal will join us on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to have a chat about a nasty friend. I'm going to actually call this chick out.
No good.
No good. And also, we want your calls this morning on when your kids have embarrassed you in public. Happens all the time.
Pretty much like Bridge in the last 10 seconds.
Don't let
30
me
say, seconds.
Don't, I won't say anymore.
Enjoy the podcast.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Akmal Saleh with us on the show today. Mate, you've had a very, very strange upbringing in a strange family.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but I have an auntie. She's deceased now, thank God.
Hey!
Her name was my Auntie Faiza, and you don't make eye contact with her because this is an absolutely true story. She breastfed a puppy.
No.
I swear to God, I swear to you. I swear on my life, because when she lived in this village, she gave birth to a baby, and the milk wasn't coming out of her breasts.
No.
And her husband said, well, I could take you to the doctor, but that's going to cost money and stuff. Why don't I just get you a puppy? Of course. You know, I can't believe I didn't think of it before. And he went to the street and got her a new... This is an absolutely true story, right?
No.
And I swear to God, right? I would never make that up. And my Auntie Faiza, right, he went and got her a brand new, like a, you know, very fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
A blind, you know when they're still blind?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he got her to suck on her tit. And it worked. It worked. Oh. The milk came out.
I wonder if they've ever thought about doing it the other way. Taking a dog into a hospital nursery. You can feed her kids.
Yeah, yeah. Feed the babies. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. But you know the funny thing is when people went to visit her to congratulate her on the newborn baby, they'd think, oh, they didn't say it because it was very polite, but they thought, man, that looks like his mum, the baby.
I
don't know.
I feel sorry for the puppy because when its eyes are shut, if it opens for the first time,
Auntie Faiza. That's the first thing that the puppy will see.
Exactly.
It's a terrible thing, but true story. There you go.
Hey, Akmal, now you live down the Central Coast, which is a great part of Australia, but they've just, Usain Bolt's just joined Central Coast Mariners.
That's right.
He's down your way. How good is that going to be for the area?
Well, he's the fastest man in the world. He's going to come. Apparently, he's been and gone already, and no one noticed. No, Usain Bolt is coming to the Central Coast to play soccer, and they're paying a lot of money for him. And I talked to the CEO this morning because they paid an undisclosed amount for him to come and even train, just to train.
Yeah, yeah.
He's you know. And I said, well, you should get your money's worth, you know. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, he's the fastest man in the world. Say, for example, just hypothetically, it's you guys have Friday night shopping in England.
Yeah.
We have Thursday night shopping. Say, I'm always forgetting to go. Say, for example, you look at your watch and it's 5 to 9 and the shops are about to shut and you forgot to go shopping. And what you do is you get your money's worth from Usain. You say, Usain, come here, mate. He's $20. Can you go to the shops quickly? They're shutting in 3 minutes. Go get me some bread and milk and come back. Oh, look, he's back already.
Always look at your watch, don't you? And it's only a couple of minutes until the bottle shop closes, and you think, can I get there? But what?
I wonder if you, when Usain Bolt is making love, there's a guy with a stopwatch on the side of the bed going, come on! Quiet! 'Cause apparently his personal best is like 10 seconds.
Yeah, no wonder he's probably single then. Yeah.
Well, I can beat that.
On your own.
Master dating.
Exactly.
Central Coast, he'd be having the Lowered Holden Commodore with a 20-inch rims, wouldn't he?
That's right.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air, weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Akmal's back with us.
Yeah, Akmal Sully, our resident comedian,
yes,
joining us with all the big topics. Thanks, Akmal. And look, we have all heard in the news the Wiggles, Emma Watkins and Lachlan Gillespie announced their divorce after 2 years of marriage. That's the purple and yellow Wiggle.
Yes, you've heard about this, right? Now, the two main Wiggles, the purple Wiggle and the yellow Wiggle, they've been married for a few years, and sadly they're breaking up. And
yes,
5-year-olds around the world are devastated, and they can't believe it. But it's from all reports, it's an amicable breakup, and and she is going to take possession of the big red car.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. And he gets access weekend to Dorothy the Dinosaur. I don't know if this is just a rumor, but apparently he may have caught her in a compromising position with Captain Feather Sword.
Oh, no.
That Feather Sword is apparently irresistible.
Exactly.
You know. you can't turn down the feather. Yeah.
Well, I heard the dissolution of with purple, the Wiggle, obviously, but they're purple and yellow, so now they're just brown now that it's all dissolved.
It's gone to brown.
Yeah, that's the colour.
It's gone to
purple
brown
and yellow, when you mix it, is brown. Yeah. Queensland has almost suspended 6,000 students in 1 year. That's a crazy stat.
Are there 6,000 students in Queensland?
No, over a week.
My goodness, that's a ridiculous amount of suspension, right? This is because teachers aren't allowed to hit kids anymore. Back when I went to school, back in my day, teachers were allowed to kick you and hit you with a stick. And I got hit a lot. Man, I used to be white. I don't know if you know this. as you probably may guess, I had a terrible time at school. I would dread Sunday afternoons were the worst because you go, oh no, I got to school tomorrow. But what they did, they beat a lot of kids up a lot. They used to go to a special area and they would cane you if you were bad, right? If you were bad. But if you're really, really bad, they gave you 2 weeks holidays.
Yeah.
Right? So logic would dictate that you make that little bit of extra effort and be really, really bad because, it wasn't a punishment at all. You get to go home for 2 weeks and watch the midday show with Ray Martin and
Donahue.
And Donahue and Ricky Lake. And I notice shows well because
did you ever get suspended? I got suspended once.
Of course
you did.
Yeah, and it was the last day of year 12. We took a few beers to school. And
last day of year 12?
Yeah, I got to year 12. I didn't do much.
Well, that's a good time to be suspended.
Yeah.
You weren't coming back anyway, were you?
No, well, they said, I've got to go and do my exams in Melbourne. I had no chance of doing exams. I was never going to pass. I hardly turned up to school. So I was like, yeah perfect. Yeah. I don't have to do anything now.
That's right. So and that's how you ended up in radio. I got suspended once in year 9, and it was for something I was totally innocent of. I got suspended once, and I was totally innocent. I was just a bystander.
There we go.
This is what happened, right? Yeah. I was in year 9, and some guy took a power tool from woodwork. Now, you know, it's, I always thought it was dumb. You know, like if you're a 14-year-old boy with testosterone flying through your body and there's things are changing and you're angry, yeah, give him a power tool. See what happens. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah, give him a strong... And so these guys, I don't know why I was blamed for this, the showers... The showers were right underneath the vice principal's office.
No.
And so what they, this was like, it was like, it was after footy practice.
Yeah.
Well, you have no idea. But, and so I remember who it was too. They got a big drill and they drilled into the ceiling, right? And they made all these holes right through, right through his, the deputy principal's office, right? So they had like 10 holes and then they turned on all the showers to hot and there were like 20 showers. So if you looked at the office from a distance, it looked like just one big ball of steam and you couldn't see anyone anymore. And and then they rounded everyone up and I was just, someone said that it was my idea, but I swear I don't think it was. I don't, you know, a long time ago, I don't
sounds
remember.
Sounds like
it.
Your idea.
I was innocent, I swear to you. But I had 2 weeks off to watch the Mike Walsh show. I'm old, but you know, rested. That's good. No, it's a ridiculous
rested.
Thing.
Rested.
And the extensive Akmal series can be heard at our podcast.
Well, there's bits you can't put on radio, so you can hear it at the podcast. Just download it.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Look, there's a scientist who's caused a massive hullabaloo saying parents should teach their children swear words and educate them on the meaning. And maybe that way in public, you won't be caught out when your child swears in public or points to someone and goes, look at that fat lady, nice and loud. Mm. We've all had those incidents, huh?
Yeah, we have. Kids embarrass you all the time.
Yes,
it's the beauty of them.
Yes, we love to know on 13, 27, 10. When have your kids embarrassed you in public?
You can join us at any time on 13 27 10. We'll also give you a chance at winning Suns tickets for a ticket you can't miss. And you can't buy it this weekend. We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there. They're tickets into the Virgin Lounge. So you get the gourmet grazing, tickets to the ground, and obviously one of the best seats in the house.
Yeah.
When have your kids embarrassed you?
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Oh, well, neuroscientists have said there's books out. Swearing is good for you. The amazing science of bad language. They're saying if you equip your kids instead of in the, you know, the playgrounds, then with that moment of shame and embarrassment when your kid swears in a public place, you'll be able to deal with it a bit better because the child will know from a young age, as the age of 2, that that is a bad word.
Well, myself and Sheree must be some of the healthiest people alive. Swearing's good for you. But
it's very contentious with AJ. You don't like it at all, do you, AJ?
No, I don't, because we were told, Bridgie, that's right, in my day, if you ever went out with your parents, right?
Yes.
You were seen and not heard. Thank you, Bridget Mary.
Well, I remember, and I mean, Caitlin, my eldest daughter, she grew up in the, pretty much the change rooms of a football club. I was a single dad, and she'd come to training all the time with me. So she'd seen and heard absolutely everything. Never swore, though. Never, ever swore.
Isn't that amazing?
No, never swore. But I do remember a day where we were out with the manager who used to look after me, Robert Heshen. Hesh. He was a big boy, Hesh.
Yes.
And in front of everyone at the beautiful big dinner.
Yes.
Caitlin's gone, sat down and gone, hey, Hesh, why are you so fat, Hesh?
Oh. That's the honesty, isn't it?
In front of everyone. You absolutely love it.
Yeah. All the calls today, you have a chance to win a double pass to the lounge presented by Virgin Australia at Metricon Stadium for this Saturday. The exclusive reserved seats, they include along with a gourmet grazing dinner, live music. It's the place to be seen. Gold Coast Suns v Richmond this Saturday at Metricon. Book now at Ticket Tech.
We're going to hear from Rod and a Tech just briefly. My nephew Christopher was brought up in Brazil. When he came back at the age of 4, he was in mass in church, and the priest said, "Jesus is with us right now." And he screamed out, "No, he's not. He's on a hill in Brazil." This is very cute. Rod, what happened with your kids?
Oh, look, lining up in the supermarkets.
Here we go.
And little Kyle says, "Daddy, why does that woman smell funny?" And she's turning around, and I'm going, "Oh, no, look, I've got to get something else from aisle 3.
Come
with me, little bugger.
Hey, Greg at Gilston, what's your story?
Well, it's not so much a swear word, but we're at a big family dinner, and the son, he's sitting at the table. One of the aunties says to him, "Oh, yeah, hey, what do you do today?" "Oh, we had to go pick the cut up from the vet." "Oh, is it chick, was it, darling?" He goes, "No, apparently not, but it had to get its stones knocked out."
His stones knocked out. Oh, that's cute. Sasha and Reedy Creek, when have they embarrassed you in public?
Well, literally every day. But yeah. One day, picking my little daughter up from daycare, she looked at me and said, "Mummy, why is the teacher's tummy so big?" And I looked at her and I said, "Darling, because she's got a baby in there." And then she hysterically started screaming the kidney down, going, "But Mummy, why did she eat the baby?"
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He's a father of 4, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
20-8, no big goes.
No.
No, big fella. There could be clients here. Just be careful.
Careful, big boy.
I tell you what, Macca's is a huge client. I say good morning to Macca's. I love Macca's, and I'm taking my hat off to McDonald's. Now, I'm taking my hat off to McDonald's because I don't like their breakfast menu.
Hey.
I've never liked their breakfast
menu. Bacon and egg McMuffin, I love it, and a hash brown.
And finally now, you can get the day menu all day. We've been waiting for this. You can have the breakfast menu all day, but you've never been able to get the proper food all day. So I take my hat off to Macca's. You know, you look at the egg and bacon McMuffin, Bridget, you like the hot cakes or even the sausage and egg McMuffin. Now, let's be honest, you can make all those at home. But you can't make the Big Mac, the cheeseburger, the quarter pounder, or the McFeast. And then you go to Red Rooster. They have the egg and bacon wrap, the chicken bacon wrap, or even the big breakfast roll. No, don't give me any of that. You can go to any cafe, dime a dozen. They all have them. You can't go get one of the Red Rooster roast chicken and gravy rolls or the chicken chips and gravy rolls, can you? No, you can't.
I don't know what
Hungry
that
Jack's,
now.
What about Hungry Jack's? Oh, you got the Whopper, the grilled chicken. Bacon burgers, the double deluxe bacon burger. But no, during breakfast, they have the barbecue, big breakfast wrap, the ham and cheese, toasty hash browns and pancakes. Mm. No, we don't want that. We want proper food all day. They're
iconic
food.
I just want everything you're talking about.
We want all the fast food chains there to take a leaf out of McDonald's book and say, you know what? We're going to have our good food all day. Because nothing says a hangover cure like a Big Mac, a Whopper, and a Rezinga burger at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Bring it on. By Spider. AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
After 8.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Peter, would you like to explain Name That Year?
Well, I want to see how it goes first because we've had a bit of a hiccup already in the studio this morning, have we, Adrian?
Oh, well, we're okay now. Gareth's on to the job. He's very competent in the technical area, Bridge, isn't he?
Well, he is, and he's got good hair for this time of the morning, I must say. He must have put some work in before he...
I remember last time this happened to you, AJ. It was around about 9 o'clock. It was a few years ago. Now, I wasn't even working here. It was about 10 years ago, and Ariel's love song come on, the unedited version. And there was a couple of swear words that went to...
What was the song?
Is it the love song from Ariel's?
You better get it right.
Ariel's? Do you remember that?
Oh, Peter, you're telling the story.
Yeah, you're telling the story.
Bridget and I are very interested
yeah.
now.
Well, you should have a listen back. It was a few years ago now. So a couple of swear words made the cut.
Apparently it was the unedited version of Ariel's love song.
Oh, funny.
Yes.
But anyway, the name that year, yes, what it is, myself and Bridget are pipped against each other. Mm. We use our names as our Bowser, so mine's Spider.
Oh, you could be Bridget
no,
today.
No, you don't want my answers.
No, but we could just change names for the day.
And Rod McLeod is there to sweep everything up.
Are
so,
you there, Rod?
I've got the dustpan at the ready.
Okay,
here we go.
I can't hear Rod, so you're going to have to...
Oh, wow.
I can't hear him. So here we go. Name that year. So that's the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with a song called The Impression That I Get. You'll have no idea, Peter.
No, I do have to apologise for not knowing the Beach Boys yesterday. I did cop a bit of flack.
So you should. That was disgusting.
I know. I'm here to apologise.
Honestly, it was speaking of knocking on wood, I have this OCD thing where I do knock on wood. I have to do it three times with one hand and the other. Oh. I've got to even it up with the other.
Okay.
Which is annoying in public when you're running around touching wood with both hands.
Yeah.
It's
this song,
odd.
This song come out, Spider, in 99.
No.
Okay.
Bridge, I think it's earlier than that. Bridge, 1993.
No.
Oh, I think this is in the
2000s.
Oh. 2000s. Yeah, I reckon it was about
2003.
No. Closest to the pin was Spider Everett, 1997 for the Mighty Boss.
Oh. Okay.
So, Peter, you're one up at the moment.
Thank you.
No worries at all. So, what should we do next?
What do you want to do?
Whichever one you can get to work.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with this one.
It was a typical midweek at Newcastle Workers Club. Hundreds of mainly elderly people were inside playing games and the pokies when the quake struck.
Yep.
Measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale, in seconds, it turned the two-story building into a disaster zone.
So we know what that was. Unfortunately, it was the Newcastle earthquake. What year was that?
That's full on.
Yeah.
That's
my
tough.
My sister was down in Newcastle at the time. Wow.
I'm not quite. The only time I went to Newcastle was when I went and saw the Pasha Bulka.
Do you remember that earthquake, though?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm waiting for you so I can get around the outside.
I know exactly what you do. I think it was Bridge. I was going to say late 80s. I'm going to say 1990.
No.
I'm going to go a lot earlier.
A lot earlier?
All of a sudden now you're going to go a lot earlier.
A fair bit earlier. Oh. I'm going to say Spider. It was 86.
No.
Rodney?
Rod would have reported on this.
Yeah, Bridget, you weren't far off the mark. It actually happened late in 1989, December.
You did. 89. Yeah. So you win by default, Bridgie?
Thank you.
Pretty damn fine.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
Nice.
Gee, it wasn't that long ago, was it?
No.
Full on. That was really full on having an earthquake of that magnitude hit Newcastle.
So one all, kids. Radio. Into the final name that year.
Something
for everyone. Oh. Remember that one, Peter?
Chachi, yeah. Our technician, his moves in the studio then were second to none.
Unfortunately, I do know it, but I don't know it.
So it's the final episode of The Love Boat. The last episode, the final one.
I'm so upset.
I never watched The Love Boat.
Why not?
It wasn't...
Captain Stubing and Julie, the cruise director, Gopher...
No, you've lost me. Look, and look, I don't want to...
Heaps of romance. They're always pashing on the decks.
Spewing, I missed it.
There was probably a bit of spewing on the deck as well.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, look, no idea. I know that, well, Bridge, if you watch it, you're up and around, you enjoyed it.
I watched it, I was 80, up and around. I like the way you try to get...
85?
No.
I think a tad earlier. I'm going to say Bridge 83.
No. Final episode, Rodney.
The love boat. We actually sung a song about a certain employee here in the newsroom and a program director at this very station involving the jet ski. Set a course for destruction and knee reconstruction. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to find out.
Name
them. Sorry. 1986.
Yes, it was. Name the people. Come on.
I'm not
no, the only reason
that.
AJ don't wants you to name them. Is because he probably went there too at the newsroom. you had a penchant for newsroom chicks in your day, love. I'm just stating the obvious.
My romantic GPS used to have a look around there.
Did you really?
My GPS in the newsroom had a little hunt, didn't it, Rod?
Yes.
What are the stats read?
None from four.
I'm a stats man.
Well, most of them got out of with journos on Channel 9, so you can figure out who they are.
Rod Power. Brucey Page.
Pooty, you won the day.
Thank you.
Closest to the pin on the love boat. I just get these car tyres and truck tyres and bus tyres away from my back. Thank you very much.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Mr. Turnbull. Oh, we love you, Malcolm.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this.
Well, I love you, Bridget, and I love everybody at 92.5 Gold FM on the Goldie. It's my favourite place to go. Parking.
Oh, lovely. No, we know that you're very aware that there are impersonators out there impersonating you.
Well, Bridget, it's only natural when there's a man of my distinction strutting about on the highest stage in the land. People will look at me and admire me and want to be like me. My sartorial splendour, my stride, my gait, the cut of my jib, my diction. People want to speak like me. And it's only natural that people would impersonate me.
Well, they do. And I don't know if you heard, but on the grill team, they spoke to the impersonator themselves and asked them this.
Have you ever heard of a man called Lawrence Mooney?
Oh, yes, I have. He's the impersonator. I've not met him. Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm a hard one to judge. I don't think it's a great impersonation, but obviously others do. Otherwise, he wouldn't get a gig anywhere.
Oh, listen to that guy. What a terrible impersonation that was. That's clearly the Moon Man pretending to be me and actually critiquing his own poor impersonation. I mean, that is ridiculous. That guy sounds like a terrible bogan. And I mean, I'm flattered by his efforts, but really and truly, that was awful.
Oh, my God, I feel like I'm stuck in the Matrix. Yeah.
And Prime Minister, the impersonator couldn't even pronounce Point Piper correctly.
Oh, just say Point Piper for us, just to be how he does it.
Point Piper is how I would say it.
Point Piper it is. It's what a terrible bogan he is, and giggling at his own jokes too. I've heard the Moon Man's a bit of a loose unit too.
Yeah,
sometimes on the terps, and that impersonator sounds a little bit slosh to me. It's Point Piper. And I don't always say Point Piper. I say sometimes Piper or Up the Piper. Loose and I live Up the Piper, as you know. I mean, this is terrible. It's embarrassing. That. What a terrible impersonation.
Well, look, he claimed that you don't drink Sangiovese.
Really? Do you drink Sangiovese, Prime Minister?
No, I don't.
Of course I do. I love any Italian red. Sangiovese, of course, or a Chianti Classico, they're one and the same. Anything from Veneto, Emilia Romagna, Piedmonte, I mean, I love them all, but particularly Toscana. I mean, this guy is just cheap.
Mm. Yeah, well, listening to him, I think you're correct, but finally, he couldn't even pronounce a kayak incorrectly.
I kayak, but I kayak almost always kayak by myself, actually. Lucy and I have a double which we go out on, but generally only on calm, fair days in summer. I paddle all year round in winter and summer.
Well, kayak. I mean, it's pronounced kayak. But he is right in one regard, and that is Lucy and I do have a double. We've got a lot of doubles. We've got a double garage, a double bed, and, of course, we've got our double kayak when Lucy wants to go out paddling on the harbour. But that is really a poor impersonation, and I'm glad you brought it to my attention.
Well, thank you, Prime Minister. I think we're talking to the Prime Minister, the real Prime Minister.
You're speaking to the actual Prime Minister. You're speaking to Rich Uncle Mal on 92.5 Gold FM. And I just want to say that
Gold FM rocks Kirribilli, where I live when I'm not at the Papa.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, it's been a big night for Billy Slater. We saw it yesterday, the fact that he decided that he's going to retire, and you sit there and go, okay, a lot of journos were surprised. Hang on, he's 35. He's always going to retire very soon. He's 35. Like, it wasn't a big surprise for people to see Billy Slater retire. But look, this is what I say. He should be an immortal right now. Yeah. They should have given him the immortal citizenship as soon as he retired, because 313 games, 31 State of Origins, 30 games for Australia, and listen to this, one of the best tries of all time, Billy Slater.
Bridge, I'm actually happy because he used to be a track work rider for Gay Waterhouse, so I hope he comes back.
Well, his dad said last night on the news he's going to go back to look after his horses, but when I was in Cairns in early 2000s, he was coming up through the ranks because he was from Innisfail then, and they still reckon now he's the greatest fullback in the game's history.
Yeah, they do. I remember, Billy Slater, he really changed the game in Melbourne as well. I did Bert's Family Feud with him once, and he won the Australia's greatest athlete for a couple of years. As you say, he grew up, he actually born in Nambour. And they're saying, he said he might move back to Nambour. So this is what he'd be changing. Billy Slater going from Melbourne to Nambour. So his house on the Yarra in the leafy suburbs of South Yarra for a house on the Petrie Creek that runs through the main town. He'll be swapping training and playing in front of thousands of people for riding track work down at the Nambour Country Tracks, the sporting capital, the MCG. You've got Amy Stadium and Rod Laver Arena. He'll be swapping that for the coach of the Nambour Crushers Rugby League Club. He'll also be giving up the fact that Crown Casino and the Great St Kilda Espy, no longer. He'll have his drinking water hole there of the Royal George Hotel, his new watering hole, and also the Melbourne cafes and the multi-live sports and the culture for the Big Pineapple and the Big Cow. So that's what he's going to be giving up. So I reckon he should play until he's 65, Billy, and stay in Melbourne.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Crossing to the Gold FM newsroom, some inevitable news that's very sad and devastating just come through, Rod.
Yeah, very sad. Golfer Jarrod Lyle, his battle with cancer is over. He lost his life last night at 8:20. His wife released a statement this morning through Golf Australia, and in it she says, "He asked that I provided a simple message. Thanks for your support. It meant the world. My time was short. But if I've helped people think and act on behalf of those families who suffer through cancer, hopefully it wasn't wasted." Well played, Jarrod.
Oh
man.
Wowee.
Well done, Rod. That's hard for you, mate, because you're a golfer yourself. You've met a lot of professional golfers, amateur golfers. You play golf every day of your life, mate.
I've actually interviewed Jarrod when he was out here at the PGA. You wouldn't meet a nicer human being.
No.
Yeah.
And even though it was inevitable, it's always super tough.
He fought a tough fight. I think he was originally diagnosed at 9 or something like that.
16 he had his first round, and then he came back from that. He had a second hit probably about 10 years ago.
Yep. Mm.
Came back from that again, and the third time got him, unfortunately.
And that's, spent his last couple of days at home, and that was the reason, unfortunately, they knew.
Yeah.
Terrible news. Thanks, Rod.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Listen, there's war in the burbs, right?
Yeah.
The Gold Coast City Council you might have seen this in the paper early in the week. The Gold Coast City Council have acted and told one of our very prominent fish and chip shops, in fact, a fish and chip shop, Bridgie Mary, that won Best Fish and Chips in 1996 on the radio station.
That's
the council.
A long time ago.
22 years, Bridge. 22 years. And the council have decided to tell Frank, who's been looking after clients with dinner at night time. So he has table and chairs out on the Thomas Drive footpath. Mm. He's on the phone right now. Is that right, Frank? Tell us what happened.
Good morning. Yeah, I had a visit from the council officer who wasn't happy because I was feeding an extra couple of people outside on a couple of tables. So
you got a license for outside, but you had a few more out there.
Yeah, I had an extra table, two extra tables, and he stood there, took a photo. He said, look, you're going to get a warning. Next one's a fine. And all I was trying to do is feed some people to earn some extra money to pay the rent, pay the power bill, pay the wages.
Right, so did you know this guy? He's obviously under the thumb at home or something. He had to flex his muscle in public?
No, didn't tell me who he was. Mm. All these, you know, just took a photo and said, your next one's a fine.
Wow. Get a life, eh?
Yeah, and, you know, all we're trying to do is earn a little bit of extra money. We're not committing any crime. We're not, you know, there's plenty of room for people to walk past with wheelchairs or prams or, you know, and I just feel the Gold Coast City Council should be working with small business to help promote the city, help make it a better place for people to come to.
Fair point.
Only a short walk from the tourist capital of Australia.
Very fair point, Frank. However, Frank, you have officially broken the council law. Now,
exactly.
What we said... Hang on a minute.
This started this morning around the breakfast table.
I'm suggesting all Frank needs to do is stick by the regulations, take the extra tables and chairs away, but I will advise the customers of Chevron Island Seafoods, you should now line up down Thomas Drive footpath each night and get ready so you can all walk along and safely sit yourself down so there'll be a long line of people, like a nightclub, Peter, waiting to go into Frank's Chevron Island Seafood.
Well, if everybody did this, AJ, though, you've got to look at it from a council's perspective. If everyone did this, it would be... It's a hazard. So if you've got... The laws are there for a reason. You've got so many chairs and tables out there. If you're going to start putting more out there, imagine if they started doing it at Tedder Avenue. Well, there's no one there. But if they say this somewhere else, if they tried to do it at other places like in Burleigh and every shop did it, over the whole street of James Street, you'd have an extra 80 tables, 160 chairs, and it's just not good enough for council. If you've got laws there, stick to the laws.
Hang
it's not
on.
Hard.
Obviously, the council aren't allowed in the Cove, right? Because how many festivals do you have where the whole street's closed off? You've got chairs and tables everywhere.
Yeah, but that's all through council permission. If this isn't through council permission, why don't you go down the right track and get it done properly?
Bridgie, I'd just like to highlight a certain event about two Christmases ago.
Okay.
Remember out Labrador Way, there was a parcel of Gold Coast City Council land that was hired for a City Lights event.
Yes.
And I think a radio person called Peter Spider Everett and his lovely wife Cherie were in control of that event. Mm-hmm. And
it was all above board. There wasn't more seats, there wasn't more chairs, there wasn't overstocking. This is against if somebody sleeps or somebody hurts themselves at the front of Frank's joint, as nice as Frank's potato cakes are, and he calls them potato cakes because he grew up in Melbourne, so I've been there. But as nice as it is, if somebody sleeps or hurts themselves, who's gonna be paying the bill? So what about,
Hang on. What about the surprise call you said to me at work that day? Give Sharia a call because she hasn't adhered to the laws of the Gold Coast City Council and do this surprise call on her about the Christmas.
This is the same bloke who's put nails in trees to get rid of the neighbours' trees. Is that Santa Claus I'm hearing there? Yes, you have in your day. You've admitted this. Excuse me. How many trees have you knocked down without council permission?
Rod, what time's the news?
Yeah, that's right.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Yeah, and during the week we had a pie night at Southport Sharks. Now, I often catch up with the Southport Sharks under 12s. We can talk anything from Trump to local issues to NATLAN testing to homework. Hmm. And I thought one of the great traditions when we were growing up, Bridget, we showed you this a few years ago, was a pie night.
we used to go out, actually, to all the local AFL and NRL clubs, of course, but it's not something that, maybe because the weather's not that cold, Queenslanders didn't really do it.
There's nothing like a pie night. And, you know,
in explain a pie night.
Well, pie night is where you go to training, you have a little bit of training, and then you just hang around, eat pies, have a can of drink, and, like, you know, for instance, sakes, all the boys on Monday night, they're all chanting, they're all carrying on, and just having a laugh and trying to get the team together. So normally at training, you'd get 25 to 30 guys, or 30 boys training. On a pie night, nobody misses out. Like, you get 50, 55. You seem to draft a lot more kids in just for pie night. So, look, and a few clubs do sausages in bread, but nothing says it like a pie night.
No, it doesn't.
And we got a heap of great Goldstein pies, local pies here, which are the best on the coast. And I put it to the Southport Sharks under-12s. I've got Tynan, Boston Mice Hunt, and also Ben. I said, look, on the way to training, we're going to the pie night. You've got to either come up with a chant, a song, or maybe a poem.
I've got a poem, and it goes like, my name is Tynan, I'm a pieman, the pies are the best, especially on pie night.
Awesome, here we go. Now we've got Benny. Benny, what's your song?
Well, it's a copy of Better Now. And it goes, you probably think sausage is better now, better now. You only say that because pie weren't around, weren't around. You know I never meant to eat you down, but I gave you every sausage and I gave you every pie. Whoa.
How cute.
And, all right, and Boston, who do you think is going to eat most pies tonight?
You, because you, Dad, are a big fat pig.
Aww. Who ate all the pies?
You fat pig! You fat pig! Aww. You fat pig!
Hey!
I did eat three.
You fat pig.
I got three.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians, that is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridge's feed.
25 past 7, everything trending with Bridge.
Well, now with podcasts, it's a chance for celebrities when they're interviewed to go off. They don't care anymore. Yeah. It's not heavily edited. Like radio, they can swear, they can say whatever they want. They can't get sued.
Yeah. Well, can't they get sued?
No. Well, they can say whatever they want. Kathleen Turner. Now, she was famous for, I used to love her in the day, War of the Roses, yeah. Romancing the Stone, lots of movies with Michael Douglas. Look, she's absolutely gone off. She said she's effing angry. And next year with female actors, she said, will be the year of the effing angry woman, she reckons. Women are going off. She has lined everyone up. From Donald Trump has the grossest, weirdest handshake. And to women, he does this really weird little thing with his little finger on their on your wrist when he shakes your hand and it's all sweaty and gross. Yuck! She said she was the sexual target often. Michael Douglas, Jack Nicholson and Warren Beatty had a competition who would get there first with her. None of them did. Reminds me of the old days in radio here with certain people, but I won't
batter on strike.
And she said Burt Reynolds was terrible to work with. He was horrible. Nicolas Cage was really difficult. He was the worst actor she's ever known. and just shocking actor.
See the last five of his movies.
Exactly right. And also Robert Downey Jr. said he was praised for his substance abuse and she was struggling with rheumatoid arthritis. She's always lined up the whole cast of Friends as well and said none of them can act.
So she hasn't missed.
No. None of them can act, and she was a guest star in there. She was treated horribly, and she said, there's a very famous actress. She's played the same role for 20 years. She even looks pretty much the same. She's probably one of the richest women out there, but I'd shoot myself if I was her just playing the same role. Everyone's saying it's Jennifer Aniston, which is true. She plays the same role.
Oh, is it her?
Well, they're saying it's either her, Sandra Bullock, or Reese Witherspoon. I'm putting my money on Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
There you go. Now, Coles, this is crazy. People are going nuts. They're not the kids, the adults. Have you seen the mini figurines you get at Coles?
Yeah. Boston's got a heap. You spend $30, you get a little figurine. They're Boston's great. Got a few of them.
It's so cute. I actually love them. And now eBay's going nuts for them. Now, the one that's highly sought after is the oak milk one because they're hard to get, apparently. But you get mini tiny versions of Vegemite and tiny, tiny versions of milk and a little trolley and really cute little legs.
They've got a big swap meet.
Yeah, they do.
This weekend at certain ones around the Gold Coast here, you can go there and you can swap them for free.
And it's not about the kids. apparently it is all about the adults. So there you go. That's really good. I'm going to get into it because I love that kind of stuff. But remember in our day, we were shrinkies.
Yeah.
Mm. We'd get all the chip packets and put them in the oven.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cute. All right. Now, AJ, I know you can relate to this. Fergie and Prince Andrew say it works out very well. They still live in the same house. I mean, sure, it's probably a castle and they've got quite a few rooms. But being a divorced couple and with kids,
yep,
they're still friends and it works out with them living together. Do you know anyone that...
Mandy and Mel, they still reside together.
I didn't think you'd actually say names. Okay, this is good.
My friend Mandy and Mel, yeah.
Yes. Your friend Mandy?
Their exes, yeah.
And, your very good friend.
Yeah, so... But a lot of people do it, I think, Bridget.
Yeah, they do. And it works out for them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Well, I suppose you're loved for a reason.
I haven't got a video on the home, but apparently it works out.
It does? Does work out? How about... Because I always think if you're down the corridor, you're a bit toey, you know, you know each other.
Yeah, just... sorry, I was supposed to turn left. I went right.
Yeah. How about you? That would never have worked out.
No, it wouldn't have worked out with Jody, with Sally and Star. I could live with Sally now, but I wouldn't.
No. Well, no, it'd be interesting because, you know, when you first move in together, when you're all loved up, it's like, oh, pass the honey. And then when you're newly married and you're living together, it's pass the sugar. And then when you're divorced and you're living together, it's... Pass the bacon, you pig. Pass the steak, you cow. Pass the KFC, you dirty bird.
AJ, Bridge and Spider. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Well, you know, when sometimes this job is handy when people do stuff you around in life and... You know you've got the power of the microphone. You know sometimes you can just really spray them back.
There's some human reptiles out there.
We all are friends with human reptiles, right?
Way too many.
I know. The ones that you give, you get nothing back.
When the phone rings, you sit there and go, I shouldn't be answering this, but I've got to answer it because I know it's going to be worse if I don't.
Exactly.
What's wrong, Bridgie?
Well, look, there's a girl that I know. She's very close to my heart and I love her dearly. And look, I've taken care of her financially. I've looked after her well-being. I compliment her all the time. I've provided her meals. I've taken care of her health. And she is so conditional with her love back and her friendship in return. And she's never shouted me a meal, ever. You know when you always got the friends that, you know, you always pay. Yep. I pay for hers all the time.
That person at the pub.
Person at the pub.
Morning, Al.
Yeah, exactly right. She's lazy. She doesn't work. And sleeps all through the day. And I tell you what, she's one of these manipulative women who she crawls when she wants something. Nothing. The master manipulator.
Worse for girls.
Yeah, that's right. And doesn't acknowledge me at all. At other times when she doesn't want anything, half the time I don't even get eye contact. And I call her, she doesn't answer. I've paid for her holidays as well. Yep. And she's totally precious, you know.
Why?
Well, I can't even... talk to her normally. I've got to treat her like she's on a pedestal, like a princess.
Well, Bridge, can I pose the question?
Why?
Why are you still there?
Because she's my cat.
What?
Yesterday was International Cat Day. What? This was my cat. This is what cats are like. Yesterday was International Cat Day.
I can change it for you.
I gave her the world. What did I get back? I got swiped at. Do you want to see the scratch mark I've got? Isn't that amazing? There you go. She's if my cat was a person, would you have them in your life? So for all the long-suffering cat owners, happy International Cat Day for yesterday. I bet you didn't get sport rotten.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.